This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The weekly export sales are continuing to catch up to where we are currently in the calendar year. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the data showed a good week for both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, today's report got us caught up through November 13th for export sales. This was actually a very good sales week for both corn and wheat. We saw a record number for corn, 2.38 million tons. You had the wheat come in at 850,000 tons, which is, again, is very, very good. The beans, on the other hand, were a little bit on the disappointing side, came in at just under 700,000, 695,600 tons. So overall, the corn continues to chug away. After we saw the USDA report earlier this week, we saw an adjustment to export demand of 125 million tons, million bushels higher. This is one of those things where the corn continues to outperform expectations when it comes to exports.
McBride said there have also been flash sales of soybeans to China, which is adding on to the progress towards the 12 million metric ton goal.
Yeah, so we did get flash sales yesterday for soybeans. We got flash sales again here this morning for soybeans. Now, this is both China and unknown, just like it was yesterday. 264,000 tons today for China, 226,000 tons for soybeans to unknown. We had 186,000 tons of corn to unknown as well. We won't necessarily chalk that up to China.
Find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.